From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 1 week ago, Hurricane Sandy began pounding the East Coast with high winds, rain, and overwhelming storm surge. That means for many people, it's been nearly a week without power, of struggling to clean up and put the pieces back together.
Overnight lows in the New York area are expected to dip below freezing tonight. And of the more than 400,000 customers in New York State still without power, half live on Long Island. That's where NPR's Steve Henn visited the hard-hit village of Mastic Beach today, 60 miles east of Manhattan, and he begins our coverage.
In the hierarchy of hurricanes and storms that have hit Mastic Beach, New York over the years, this one ranks near the top, according to Mayor Bill Bondi.
This blows glory away. This is the worst we've had in a long time. I guess the only one that was worse than this, and it's before my time, was a hurricane in 1938. I haven't seen or heard anything in between those years that was worse than this one.
Now temperatures are dropping, but restoring power to this neighborhood is a challenge. Mayor Bondi, who goes by Bondo, says the salt water that flooded the homes here has corroded wires, creating countless fire hazards. He whips out his cell phone and shows me a picture. Scorched siding from a house nearby.
Wow.
That's pretty much what's going to happen. And
so it was just, that's the backside of a box that was
soaked. It's an electrical box, and it starts to crackle, and then you next thing you know, the house goes on fire.
Bondo says all the residents here want the power back on, but if the town moves too fast and hooks up houses like this one, it could make things worse, much worse. But frustration is building. Townspeople pour into this tiny town hall all morning, pleading for power.
It's bedlam.
Ann Smith is the town's receptionist.
People want their electricity, but everybody expects us to concentrate just on them. And there's an awful lot of people down here that are very bad off. They've lost their homes. They've lost everything.
And now they're bracing for another storm, a nor'easter that's expected to hit this town on Wednesday.
Right now we do have teams of assessors out there trying to go from home to home to get some sort of handle on an accurate assessment of what homes can be lived in and what homes are uninhabitable at this point.
Gary Steiritz is the deputy mayor. He says there are just over 5,000 homes here, but he estimates more than 1,000 flooded. The storm surge crashed through the barrier beaches on Fire Island that usually protect this little town. The surge cut a new inlet that's 3,000 feet wide and brought more than 4 feet of water flooding into some neighborhoods. When the flood water drained away, it left a mix of fuel, oil, and sewage behind.
What are the insides of those homes like right now?
Highly toxic.
Gary Steiritz spent his life building a business here on the Great South Bay, a marina. This week, most of it washed away.
Many hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage.
His roof blew off, his business flooded, his home was destroyed.
And all of the things that you acquire when you have wood shops and motor shops and metal shops,
all gone. Steiritz has big, calloused hands and the weather-beaten face of a guy who spends as much time as possible out in boats and on the water. He's a native of this place. His family's been here since the 20s.
And my own father actually rode through the 1938 hurricane tidal wave and was caught in it and actually washed up Cranberry Drive.
That's less than a mile from where we're standing.
And all his life, all he kept saying to me was, be very careful, Gary, because anything you do and invest on the waterfront eventually is going to become hurricane food. Now I know what he meant.
Steve Henn, NPR News, Mastic Beach, New York.